Sophia Bella Couture is a pretty unique you know, shop in itself, from a children's boutique. You know, everybody kind of focuses on the adults, but you know, they're one to focus on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kitchen sink. We're talking about incubation and starting and helping to develop and foster people. They moved in, and I think, you know, it's kind of a, they're a tough one to look at. When you look at them at first, you think, oh, there's a neat place to get some snacks and something to drink, or maybe something I need for my kitchen or my house. But there's so much more. There is an entire kitchen that they have behind the wall there that they have cooking classes. They have people that rent out the space. If you make an unbelievable jam and you wanted to sell it at local stores, you can use their kitchen because you don't have a licensed kitchen at your home.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's very cool.
It is. They have a woman that made some muffins recently that was making gluten-free muffins, selling them around the city. Well, talk about fostering and developing a business. She moved into her own kitchen now that she had, but she had one to start with. And so it's neat to see that development. And now we have, obviously with Bouquet by Eastern, which is pretty amazing, we've got a new type of shop that's going to be moving in within the next month and a half called Blue. And they're another boutique style clothing for men and for women. So it's pretty neat to see the development.
That's awesome. There. And I think I just heard today Goodwill is going to have a presence.
That's Blue. That's Blue.
Well,
it's Blue. It's a new twist that they've never done before. It's something very unique. And, you know, to hear some of the changes that they're making as an organization is pretty unbelievable.
Absolutely.
It goes to that same thing. Been around a long time making that extra commitment to Grand Rapids.
You know, Paul, I don't need to repeat what everyone has already said, but I'll tell you, the one thing that really separates us is the fact that every one of us are willing to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really an unusual, you know, situation. For example, I know that Brian has covered for us when my staff person has to leave the store for a few minutes, or others have covered for the other stores in there. And like I say, I mean, that is so unique, but it also shows up in how the customer feels going into that environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel that unity, the community, and I think people like to shop within that kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the attractions. And we would love to have those of your in your audience who have not been there. We'd love to invite them to come and see and experience a really unique shopping experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what Brian said about we complement each other. Well, you know, Eastern Floral sells flowers. We sell wedding flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abby sells wedding invitations. What a great way to complement that. And
sure.
Then we have View Design, who makes wedding dresses.
So
and then
somebody
we have,
stops in for one thing,
yeah.
And then they see that,
yeah.
And then they've hit about two or three other places in there.
Yeah. Kind of like growing snowball effect, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a funny story. I had a customer that, and I think it's important, we'll talk about hours in a moment, but I had a customer that it was about an hour after we had closed that I was working with the client, and everybody was gone but us.
Mm-hmm.
Customer leaves, they're happy, they wanted flowers, I sold some flowers to them. I knew what the cost was, collected the money and gave it to Bouquet when they opened the next morning. And it wasn't even the fact about selling flowers for Bouquet. The customer was ecstatic that they could get something and they were handled,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have to wait till tomorrow or do anything, you know, go someplace
right,
else. It was
right.
a convenience for them.
Right. So for those of you just joining us, we're chatting about MoDiv. MoDiv is a new retail incubator at 40 Monroe Center. It's right across the street from the police station in downtown Grand Rapids. There's a number of stores in there, like Eastern Florals Bouquet, Wolverine Company Store, Hayworth Interphase, 625 Paper, Sophia Bella Couture, View Design, Chai Boutique, C Prime, and Kitchen Sink, and Blue, which is by Goodwill, is going to be opening up very soon. So, Bing, a minute ago you were talking about the customers. Who are the average customers who come through MoDiv?
Well, the ones that we have seen are our office, you know, and professional workers who work in the downtown area, and a lot of them are also condo owners in downtown Grand Rapids. Those, I think, are our main customers.
I see a lot of people that are coming in and staying at the hotels, at the JW, at
mm-hmm.
the Marriott, at the Amway, that are in for conventions and looking for places to shop and just kind of touring Grand Rapids, many of which, you know, if you kind of thumb through our guest registry at the front desk, many of which are absolutely not from Grand Rapids. They're from all over the world in
sure.
many cases.
Sure.
I'm also seeing a lot of students come in from colleges, specifically Kendall people come into my store because of the paper material.